Now it's time for the rural news with Susan Murray in Hamilton. Susan, there's been heavy rain in the northern half of the North Island, but more is needed.
Ah, kia ora, Marnie. After months of drought in North Waikato and Northland, the rain, as we've heard, has well and truly arrived. There have been road closures, slips and flooding, especially on the Coromandel Peninsula. But NIWA says that more wet weather will be needed to replenish severely dehydrated dams and rivers in the North Island. Meteorologist Ben Knoll says that while this weather event will help improve soil moisture conditions in drought-affected areas, several weeks' worth of good rain is needed to properly turn things.
So certainly our soil moisture levels are improving across the North Island, and that's good to see. So it would be good news for grass growth and for farmers that have been looking for that replenishment since we've had a very dry summer and autumn. As for our waterways and our rivers and streams and dams, it's going to take more than just one rain event to get those back up to where they need to be this time of year.
Ben Knoll says the Ministry for Primary Industries is still treating the drought as a large-scale adverse event, and he supports that view.
Although meteorological drought has ended, the impact of drought persists much longer, and it continues on even after the meteorological drought conditions end. And that means that we're still looking for rainfall to replenish our soil moisture in some areas, and also our lakes and our rivers and dams are low after several dry seasons consecutively. And that can lead us down a challenging pathway when we have multiple dry seasons, one after the other. That is quite difficult to cope with.
Ben Knoll. A fund to support drought-stricken farmers on the Hauraki Plains is now open for applications. The Hauraki District Council is managing the $250,000 Merrill Drought Relief Fund provided by the Ministry for Primary Industries to help cover feed transport costs. It's open to farmers who live in the Hauraki, Thames Coromandel and Matamata-Piako districts, as well as eastern parts of the Waikato district. Hauraki District Mayor Toby Adams says that while there has been some rain recently, including today's deluge, sourcing feed remains a critical problem.
It's hard to explain to people that when it goes green, they think the drought's over, but that doesn't mean that grass is growing. The brownness has gone away, and we've got some greenness, which looks good. We just need the actual grass to sprout up.
Tommy Adams says farmers will be able to receive a maximum grant of $5,000. However, he says it's expected applicants will have a feed plan in place, and the recovery of pasture covers must have been very slow due to low autumn rainfall.
The applications are starting to flood in, and they close off in 3 weeks. And then we've got a small committee that'll go through and start dishing out some funds.
And do you expect that the fund will be exhausted? Is the demand certainly there?
Definitely. I wish we had 3 or 4 or 5 times more.
And so you've set a maximum grant of $5,000?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's we've had the odd comment that, oh, what's it going to do to help us? And we apologise. It's not a huge amount, but anything's better than nothing. And it's just a way of showing that we were thinking about them and just how important they are to our area. So that's why we've gone through the process.
Hauraki District Mayor Toby Adams speaking to Maya Burry. Meanwhile, farmers in the Thames Coromandel area say the heavy overnight rain is only a moderate event for them. Up to 200 millimetres fell in the Pinnacles area, but farmers on both the Thames and Hikuwai side of the peninsula say the water will disperse quickly and only become an issue if heavy rain continues for more days. Andrew McRae reports.
One farmer near Hikuwai says this is the third heavy rainfall and surface flooding on his farm in the past 3 weeks. Craig Morrison says he's lived there long enough to know the one big puddle will disappear within the next 12 to 24 hours. Another farmer, Neil Lamb, agrees. He says roads go underwater with 150 millimetres of rain, but it needs a lot more than that for farms to be badly hit. He says after this morning's high tide, the water will start to drain away. Farmers in the area say they constantly watch the weather, and with good forecasting, they have plenty of time to move stock to higher ground. On the Hauraki Plains, rainfall varied from 60 millimetres to only about 20 millimetres overnight. Core Andrew McRae, 10A.
Leaving the weather behind briefly, the last wool auctions for the season are taking place in Napier and Christchurch today. Now, it's been a tough year for the sector, which had to shut down operations during lockdown, only to re-emerge to find that already weak prices had been severely dented. Maya Burry was at the auction in Christchurch. How did it go?
Kia ora, Susan. Well, yeah, things only wrapped up a short while ago and the numbers are still being crunched. But generally speaking, prices are back about 25% on pre-COVID levels. And as you mentioned, those prices were already very depressed. So that's not a good outcome. But really, it's because these global markets, they're still in recovery mode from the fallout of COVID-19 and buyers are taking a cautious approach. Crossbred wool, that makes up 85% of New Zealand's wool clip. But at the moment, returns are at the lowest levels ever seen. Unfortunately, it doesn't even cover the cost of shearing the sheep. And today, the lowest quality crossbred fleeces got down to just over $1 a kilogram. So you can imagine that doesn't go very far for a farmer. And despite this being the end of the 2019-20 season, there was actually a fair bit of new season mid-micron wool and a small amount of merino wool on offer at today's South Island sale. Those prices, they're well back to on last year, but they are doing a lot better than that crossbred wool. But overall, not really a great way to wrap up the end of the season, Susan.
It's certainly not. Maya. My shearer told me he was offered 80 cents a kilo when he shore the sheep on Monday. Not good news.
Not too good, yeah.
A new company planning to buy up agricultural land says the aim is to lease it out where the properties will be run as going concerns. The New Zealand Rural Land Company says by being a landlord only, it provides a clear separation of land and agricultural operations. It says this will help to mitigate traditional investment risks in agriculture, including on-farm management, animal health and commodity price volatility. A director, Chris Swasbrook, says no land will be purchased until an operator or tenant is lined up to run the farm.
So we are not out there speculating on this particular block of farmland. We enter into the transaction with a tenant in place that has undertaken due diligence with us and is wanting to enter into a 10-year lease with us. So these are real financial commitments for these entities, and so it is truly a partnership. So I cannot conclusively say that we would buy this block. We are looking at larger parcels, so this would be 8-10 farms at the moment, for example.
Chris Swasbrook says now is a good time to launch a bid for capital investment regardless of the current economic recession. And that wraps up Rural News for now.